You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's your last chance to be the Cleveland champ. Win your way to glory at clevelandbrowns.com/fantasypass. The winner of this week's Cleveland Fantasy Pass at clevelandbrowns.com/fantasypass will win two tickets to the Pittsburgh Showdown and some FanDuel swag. So play now. All right, let's go back to phone lines. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Joining us, we've got Bo in Cincinnati. Bo, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I've been in Cincinnati for 37 years, but I'm from the east side of Cleveland, and we're all Browns fans down here. And I'll tell you what, they're just, their media even is laughing at the Cleveland Browns. And I got a Browns sweatshirt on as I speak, you know, so I am a loyal Browns fan.
Yes, you are, my friend.
And when they came down here and we lost the first round, do you know that Cincinnati would not even let my buddies that own the Dog Pound bus pull that into the lot
and tailgate? I did not know that.
They did not. They would not let them. And they said, why? And they said, because we're 7-0. We don't need nobody. So, and even I got into it with a talk show, WLW, last week over the Browns. And they're just, even to the media, buddy, they're just completely hateful.
Well, that's what happens when you're 2-10, 2-15 in your last 17 games. You're not going to, the only way to change the narrative and to get people happy or excited about your team is to win football games. And right now, not only are you losing them, but you're losing them in epic fashion. 18-point loss to the Rams, 14 points to the Cardinals, 21 to the Bengals, 21 to the Steelers. That was the first time in the history of this franchise they'd lost four games in a row by 14 or more. Then you lose 33-27 on a heartbreaker, and then 37-3. You're losing by 17 points a game.
And I want to throw this out there because I know there's a quarter. Everyone I talk to, well, there's a quarter of the season left, and I know. But look at what that quarter is made up of. You've got the Niners.
Three playoff teams.
Who are still playing. Exactly. And my whole point is a team that flew cross-country, sort of, to Chicago, won an overtime game over a team that was playing better football. And what does a win do for us? Is a win satisfying? Are multiple wins after a season the way it's been, with three different starting quarterbacks, you know, we're missing our best player in Josh Gordon from suspension. You really haven't learned anything up to this point from Johnny Manziel. We hope to over the final four games. There's no running game. We can't play defense, and the GM and head coach are in question again. What do we gain from winning football games?
What do we gain?
What's a significant gain for the Cleveland for the Cleveland Browns of 2015 if we win one or all four of these last four games?
Nothing. Just messes up your draft standing, but maybe it changes the culture. Like, all right, we can win. You have some positive vibes going into next season because clearly, you know, for as well as last season went, losing five in a row at the end of the year, obviously had some type of a hangover. Here's an interesting thing. You look at the point differential on the season. The Browns have lost on the year by 131 points. So that's more than 10 a game in their 12 games. It's basically 11 a game. Okay. Here are the other differentials of the teams with losing records in the AFC.
You said one, yeah.
We are 131. The Dolphins, negative 60. The Ravens, who are 4-8, negative 19. Colts, negative 46. Texans, negative 11. Jags, negative 66. Tennessee, negative 51. The Raiders, negative 30. And the Chargers, who beat us, negative 77. So
no one over 80.
Nobody over 80, and we're at negative 131, okay? The next closest team to us is 54 points away.
The Chargers.
Which is the Chargers. Other than the Chargers, we have a negative differential that is greater than double of any other team in the AFC. In the NFC, the Redskins, negative 26, the Eagles, negative 24, Cowboys, negative 57, Bears, 39, Lions, 62, Tampa, negative 27, Saints, negative 81, the Rams, negative 68, and the 49ers, negative 113.
And I'm going to throw this out there because I'll become a numbers guy here for a minute because we're on a numbers topic. The Cleveland Browns have been outscored 74-33 in the first quarter and 85-34 in the third quarter, which is 159 points to 67 points. So you take that wherever you want, but A, we come out slow and unprepared, and B, we go into halftime and come out sluggish and have made no changes so that a team continues to roll and score and accumulate the most points. We're outscored 86-75 in the second quarter, 11 points, and 99-71, which is a 28-point discrepancy in the fourth quarter. So the games are over.
And we're still losing.
And we're still losing, yes.
All right. When we come back, take our final break. We've got a lot of calls lined up. We're going to try to get to you guys and wrap it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.